fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night and you're right where you should be, right in front of your radio or listening on TuneIn Radio or listening streaming somewhere across the fruited plain at fmtalk1065.com. Welcome to Common Sense Radio, where we turn up your voice and where we also get the real news out. We sift through the fake news for you, the propaganda, and try to get to the real nub of the issues that are going out, because nobody wants to tell you the truth anymore. The fake media is off the chain now because they are completely free to lie about everything, and the government lies about everything. It's all lies, but that's why you hear Common Sense Radio, and here we are every week without fail. No matter what those electrons try to do, we have an engineer that makes it safe. He called in this week the National Guard to surround those electrons and make sure nobody could touch them or interfere with those electrons so that they would remain pure and COVID-free to come to your ears. And that's all due to the extreme courage and diligence and tenacity of our Commandante of the Electrons, award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate those kind words. Yes, thank you.
He's always here, always in the trenches with us. And even though the crowd is a little unruly, you hopefully will get some value out of this program, because our Director of Quality Assurance is here to bring adult supervision to the boys in the studio, and that is our head of our research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
I'm here, Pete.
She is in the studio. And look, we've got lots to cover. Totalitarianism has been instituted. We're erasing everything Trump. We might do impeachment. And where's the Republican Party? All of that. We're going to try to get into all of that.
Wait. Cue the crickets.
Yeah, I know. Where are they? It's all over. So I know some of y'all, and you just said it, the real thing, because, you know, the inauguration, or as I put it, the installation of the stolen presidency was yesterday, which, and I want to get to your point, but did you watch it?
No.
Did you?
I could not bear it, but I did Monday morning quarterback today.
Oh,
so
you?
I know everything now.
So you did go watch it? And
afterwards.
You watched
it? I couldn't do it yesterday.
I was real upset that every one of the networks, the Alphabet networks, had the same broadcast.
The exact same broadcast.
In prime time.
Like a state-run media
yes.
almost?
It was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was. It was like everything stops. You're going to watch the state-run media.
I missed some of my favorite shows that were preempted. I was disappointed.
I can't take credit for this, because some other radio host who's a lot smarter than me said it, but it said, this looks like any sort of communist change of power.
When
one dictator dies, a new one comes, because you go and there's very few people. There's lots of flags and lots of military, and the new guy saying, I got this now.
Usually whoever is escorted by the military was who did the coup.
Right.
If you look at history, that's how it always works.
More troops in D.C. than are in Iran and Afghanistan combined.
Oh, yeah.
But they've been
told to stay there for 30 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think they thought it all the way through. They were like, oops, we better vet these people.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of funny. Like, you know, they really didn't think it through. They probably were like, hold on.
Yeah, no, on
probably the most of the National Guard didn't vote for us.
So, that came out Monday. They were starting to vet the National Guard.
It was just kind of like,
let's make sure they're on our side.
Yeah.
It's just
chaos.
It's chaos. It really was a communist-style acclamation. The people were not invited, the military was invited, and the elite.
Exactly.
And that's it. The rest of us, I mean, it reminds me of something like out of the Hunger Games in the capital city.
They had the Mockingjay on...
What?
Pan Am.
Yeah.
Who was it? Had the Mockingjay on her shirt?
Who sang
the song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Interesting.
Everyone was like, "What's the big bird on your shirt? Is it the
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She had the Mockingjay on there.
Well, it looked just like it. I'll show you the picture. It was some kind of big bird.
It's just so surreal that we're literally watching the authoritarian takeover. And what I was going to say is, you know how I celebrated the 20th?
I don't know.
What? Wednesday morning, I went out and I put my American flag out upside down.
Yeah,
I brought mine in because
I put mine out. I went out and I got it out and I turned it around upside down and I put it out in front of the house.
A nation in distress.
It's a nation in distress, and it's I don't know how long it's going to stay there. Maybe 4 years. Maybe forever more.
Yeah,
but that's kind of where
several people did, and I think one Tennessee mayor flew his at half mast.
Yeah, I heard that, and he got some flack for that.
I'm sure he did.
But really, the Republic basically, the way I put it, I don't want to say it died, because we're all still here, and we got to continue. But the Constitution was circumvented.
Yep.
The Republic has been suspended indefinitely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said it right before we came on the air. It's getting real.
Oh,
we're at the point where it's getting real. But here's the problem. We're exhausted. Everybody's exhausted from the turmoil. Everybody's exhausted from all the chaos and the dissension and the fighting. People want to really get past that. They really do. They want to.
And they'll do things that they know they don't necessarily agree with. I've heard people just on this topic of the vaccine say, you know, I have doubts about it, but you know what? I just want life to be normal, so I don't care. I'm just going to get it. This isn't a topic about that. I'm not trying to get off on that. But what I'm saying, it expresses the exhaustion.
The exhaustion.
And
you're
it
like,
will make you a little desperate. You are worn out. You just, whatever's easy. Okay.
But folks, now is not the time to be exhausted. Now is the time to buck up because it's going to be a long, hard road to get back. And hopefully we can get back. And that's what we're going to dig into. There's a lot of struggles, and we're going to try to get into what we can do and what's going on. Talking still about the installation of the stolen presidency, not everybody's unhappy.
Well, no.
Some people are thrilled.
Well, the Iranians are pretty happy.
Yeah.
The Iranians are real happy. They said the era of the bully Trump is over because why? Because he's talking about renewing the Iran nuclear deal.
Oh, sure.
And they're thinking, well, is there another pallet of cash? Can we get a pallet of cash for that?
Land on the tarmac, please.
There's no Muslim ban now. Our terrorist friends are welcome to fly the United
States. So, jihadists, we're open for business.
Construction on the wall has been suspended.
All of these things. China's happy.
China is very happy.
They approve. They're very happy with the Biden administration. And you know what their official statement was?
I have no idea.
Kind angels can triumph over evil.
Ooh.
Now think how sickening that is. I mean, seriously, that literally, that's Satan.
And
just laughing at us going, hey, the kind angels triumph over evil.
Yeah.
At the same time.
The Chinese communists tell us
that
their kind angels have triumphed over evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and actually, you got to give it to Biden, because I've used to call him president, is he gives made in China a whole new meaning, doesn't he? It's a whole new meaning, made in China.
Yeah, he could wear a shirt.
He could wear, that's a great idea.
Yes.
We should start a campaign and all liberty-loving Americans send Joe Biden a made in China shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or
made
you know
in
how
China.
Like, they do the cute, like, established, and you can put, like, whatever year you got married, or, like, whatever you were born, so we could just be, like, established.
Established
48 years ago, whenever he entered politics, or
in
whatever.
Politics, made in China. Chinese approved.
Made in China.
And now they're working at breakneck speed to erase everything Trump. We already talked about some of them. The mask mandate's coming, or is there?
Mm-hmm.
He already, transgender rights. That's already executive order.
Well, and he gave us
if
that.
If you're a dude and you keep coming in 10th place in the race, it's okay. Put some lipstick on. Because you can win in the girls' race.
That's right.
And then he gave us, even before the inauguration, he gave us that incompetent assistant secretary of health that looks like a monster. Scary. Like, I'm telling you.
The one from Pennsylvania.
I mean, some transgenders are just uglier than others.
Oh, no. This is the worst example of the transgender that you could possibly get.
This guy is like, forget he's transgendered.
He's an ugly man. He's hideous.
Well, right. I mean, just all of that. It's just, ugh. But forget
no,
that.
Really, it's like,
let's just say he wasn't transgendered and he was very attractive. He's still very incompetent.
Oh, no, this guy's an idiot.
He's a train wreck at his job.
No, I can't remember the story, but he was, I think, the state health officer for the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something during COVID last year, and that's when he got the notoriety.
He was kind of like Cuomo and, like, sent the old people to the homes and, like, just locked them up. He was one of the ones that did that. Yeah.
And when you see him, you're like,
who?
There's this old man with a perm and lipstick.
That's the one.
Why is an old man with a perm and lipstick talking to us?
Like, you grab your kids and run far away.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, make sure they're nowhere near him. Like,
right.
I mean, he's super scary looking.
Yeah. So I'm sure the FBI investigated him. They screened him, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
He's safe for you. But there, look, we said the Paris Climate Accord, renew the Iran deal, stop the wall. Of course, the migrants are now flooding back towards the United States. They pulled the Keystone Pipeline. No more drilling on government land. Government abortion. Government funding for abortion is back. Did they do the $15 minimum wage yet?
Well, I'm sure they will.
That's coming.
It's coming.
They're talking
We're back with HWO and Paris Accord.
And Paris Accord, all that.
Everything great.
HWO. And look, like the no more drilling and the Keystone Pipe. Folks, they're trying to undermine the energy industry.
Right.
Because when America's energy independent, we can tell the rest of the world to, you know, go where.
Yep.
And
also, pound sand.
They can pound sand, whatever they want to do, because we got our own. Mm-hmm. And when we're energy independent with low energy... And this is a whole show in itself. Folks, do you realize that inexpensive liberty is literally liberty? And inexpensive energy is literally liberty for the poor people.
Right.
You can afford to heat your homes. You can afford to buy the gas to go wherever you want. It's not a burden to go to work. It's not a burden to go on vacation because fuel is cheap. But when you double the price, guess what?
Everything
you have put a huge tax on the working poor.
Yep.
It is unbelievable what they're doing. And look, it's coming. Look, we will take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We can take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106 because we always turn up your voice. And before we get back to what we were talking about, I wanted to get the text line. Somebody texted in, they halted the Keystone Pipeline. That is correct. Then somebody said, I find it ironic with troops guarding D.C., probably 70% or more are right-wing conservative patriots like you and me. The difference is they're the ones in uniform now. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's, yes.
But let us not forget the generals, the Pentagon.
They're in the
Biden
I'm going to tell you,
camp.
The generals and admirals are not like you and me. No. Trust me, they're all a political appointees for the last 30 mm-hmm. years. And that's that.
They're part of the.
They're
of
part
the
of the deep. They're part of the swamp. Yeah. Every one of them.
Well,
is.
And the Obama administration really. And we have
for decades.
And a text from Florida for your information. Every one of the flags pictured yesterday was donated by someone. The money donated was divided in nonprofit groups. First and foremost in the groups to receive money was
Planned Parenthood.
Which goes right to what you're mm-hmm. saying. We're giving money to Planned Parenthood to murder more unborn babies, but we rang, 400 bells?
Yeah, it was something like that to represent the 400,000 so-called
COVID
deaths.
COVID,
which
flu,
we all
car
wonder
accident
if that's
death.
The right number. I mean, we know there's been deaths, but anyway.
It's
very
and it's sickening. And not to make light of it, but literally now, whoever dies, doesn't matter. The first thing, was it COVID?
Yeah.
He crashed his car. Yeah. Was it COVID?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's
no
just
flu,
crazy.
There's nothing else.
Okay, you listened today to his inaugural speech, which Chris Wallace said was the best, that he's been covering him since JFK, and this was the best inaugural speech you ever heard.
Which I thought, how conceited. Like, you're the only one that's heard inaugural speeches. You, Chris Wallace, like the rest of us don't know about them.
Yeah.
It was so conceited.
No, it's and so James crazy. From Florida just texted, did Biden violate his own federal mandate while visiting the Lincoln Memorial? Yes, he did.
Yep. Sure he did.
He's actually violated his own mask mandate several times already on federal property. But as somebody, the spokesman said, well, it was different because he was celebrating a historic event. That's like the mayor of.
So there's always an out. There's always a reason. There's always an excuse
for them.
For them.
Not for us.
Not for us.
Remember the mayor of Chicago last year said, you can't go out, all the hair salons, everything closed. And then she got caught going to the hair salon, and they asked her.
Yeah,
she goes,
Nancy Pelosi did too.
I'm a public figure, and my appearance is important. So us peons, we don't have to have haircuts.
Not for me, but for
and
me.
I'm sorry, Mayor Lightfoot.
You need more than a beauty shop.
You need more.
It just
didn't do it.
There's not enough lipstick for that.
There's not enough GoFundMe money for you, baby. I'm sorry. It's just. Anyway, I got off on a tangent. Okay, you listened to it, and I kept hearing the clips about the calls for unity.
Yeah.
That rang so hollow to me. And I kept hearing the clips, right? Because I couldn't stomach to watch it. I thought maybe I'll read it, but I haven't done that because I'm lazy. And so, but you, what did you think about that?
Well, the part that I would say is a bit, I mean, it was all very troubling and kind of sickening. But I think the part I find most troubling is that this time there was a reference to all of us who did not vote for him. There was a shift in language.
Yep.
Where we, as particularly if you are a white heterosexual male, that is a conservative.
That's me and Mark.
You mm-hmm. are now a white, you need to be deprogrammed. You yep. are the white, he even used white supremacist.
That's
he all but just come out and said, everyone that didn't vote for me is a terrorist, and we have to do something about you.
And
I mean,
he,
that's really,
that
I'm
was
like,
a, was one of the
obviously
I heard.
Paraphrasing,
he said, look,
but that's it.
Oh, we're going to all come together, but you know what? We're going to deal with this rise in domestic terrorism.
In other words,
what?
It was instilling fear.
It was very much
trying to instill fear.
Because he didn't mean Antifa and BLM.
Oh, no.
No.
He meant the old ladies with the cookies at the Capitol on the 6th.
That's
and
right.
Don't
That's
forget,
what he's talking about.
This rides on the piggyback of, Katie Couric, who else, said we all need to be, there needs to be a cleansing and a deprogramming. I'm like, I love hearing those words.
This is all straight out of communist regimes.
I mean,
this is where you heard that. This is where they heard it.
Yeah.
Where do you think they got the language? They got it from the Soviet Union. They got
That's
it from
it.
The re-education camps of Mao.
Hello?
Come on.
It's so obvious and transparent.
It's
that's
so
what's so
hard
aggravating. It's like,
to
it's
see
so
why
obvious.
They can't see it.
Look, that's poop, folks.
Yeah.
We can smell it. It's poop.
And they're like,
And they're
no,
like, no, this is no. good stuff.
Yeah.
We're giving you good stuff. No, it stinks. It's poop. I'm telling you. No, you will be banned. You cannot call poop poop.
There
you
go.
Will smell it. You will taste it. You will like it. That was
right.
an impromptu. Sorry.
That was, but that's yeah. basically the speech.
That was
it really
the
was.
Speech.
I mean, you would, yeah.
Now, or let's anyway. Get LD the Mad Trucker before he drives off the road. Yeah. LD, what do you got?
I'm happy and I'm mad.
Okay.
I'm mad because of this. You know, I think that Israel better do what's right, and they better bomb Iran out of existence. Because as soon as Iran gets that bomb, and they're going to have that bomb within 4 years, what do you think they're going to test it on? They're going to test it on Israel. They've already said that. They're going to annihilate them. They better do it now, because if they don't, I feel sorry for Israel. All right, that's what I'm mad about. Here's what I'm happy about. Gas is going to go up to about maybe $5, $7 a gallon, and I laugh because people like Joe Abdullah and guys like Freddie and all these people that just love these Democrats, they're going to be paying out the nose, just like me. But the funny thing about it that I seem to be happy about, I can afford it. They can't.
Right. No, and it's what I said at the beginning.
And he's gone down the road. Thanks.
Thank you, LD. The man. It's a poor man's tax.
Absolutely.
You're
Absolutely.
Penalizing the poor people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're restricting their liberty because now it's hard for them. You've made it impose a huge burden on them to go to work. And then it's like, are we driving to Disney? No way.
Well, not only the fuel for your car or your truck, but the
All those
fuel
groceries.
And the airplane and
yep.
your grocery bills
yep.
will go up because they have to be trucked
yep.
in.
Everything's trucked in.
Thank you, LD.
And all your little Amazon stuff coming to your door?
Shipping and handling free? No more.
Nuh-uh.
Nope. You're going to see a huge increase in that price. You're also going to see an increase in every price for everything. And that's even before Joe gets his own his statutory tax rate. He wants to go up.
Yeah.
So not only will you have to pay more, you're going to have less in your pocketbook. You wait and see, folks. You heard it here first.
It means all that. And it goes
third,
back to even
going
the
to happen.
It's coming.
That
it's
minimum
coming.
Wage argument. And everyone's like, oh, you know, thank goodness they'll raise the minimum wage. And then someone even said, and that means the dollar value meal at McDonald's will be the $10
value
meal.
Right.
It's not a dollar value.
It's not going to, like, everything you're used to will change.
And it also is unemployment.
Yeah.
And you're going to drive unemployment up because. Because I would tell you, if you go to fast food places, half the people in there working are not even worth the $7 they're getting because they're all standing around shooting the breeze. They're not doing anything.
Well, or
because I'll ask you this. I said, think about this. And this is one of my little observations. When you went into a McDonald's about 1980 in the busiest time of the day, there was 5 to 7 people in there working. And they were all slinging stuff and they're all moving and they're all running, blah, 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 5 to 7 people. You go to a fast food restaurant like McDonald's now during peak hour, there are 15 to 20 people back there, and most of it's automated now.
Right.
Yeah, the robots can do it anyway.
And well, that's where
the
$15,
they're
robots,
just gonna
baby.
Fire everybody.
Buy robotics.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
But the problem is all those McDonald's workers, all those they got no job.
And we've gotten used to the difference in technology now because of COVID and the fact that you can do it yourself. You can go online. You can make the order. The kiosks are there.
Yeah.
You just, you know, put your credit card in and punch what you want.
Punch it in
and
you
walk
go.
To the next thing.
And it's going to be like at Walmart where you go and there's that big orange thing and you punch your little key in and a door pops open.
Yeah.
So you're going to drive down to Whataburger and you're going to punch your thing in. Door pops open. There's and your burger. There's your Whataburger.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. And are we whining? Our liberal troll is back and says, what brand cheese are you three partaking of with all that wine?
Yeah, no,
I don't think we're whining. I rant. I don't whine.
Exactly.
What are you talking
about? Yeah. We're stating the facts of what the next two to three months are probably going to look
prognostication,
like.
Prognostication. Yeah.
Right. We're not whining about it. We're just telling you what's coming.
It's just what's coming.
Telling you how it is. That's why you come to Common Sense Radio, to get the truth, to get the real news, to sift through the fake news. But we will be back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. Folks, the real estate market is still pretty hot, and the inventory of homes out there are still pretty low. So when you get out there, you've got to be locked and loaded with your financing, or you might miss your dream home. So where do you go? You go to Mission First Mortgage, where they are mission-oriented, mission-focused, and you know what their mission is? To get you qualified, to get your financing in place, so when you hit that marketplace and you find that home of your dreams, you can make the offer with confidence and make sure it doesn't get away from you in this still relatively hot real estate market. You need to call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. He's a Marine, and he is mission-focused, mission-oriented. Get that financing locked and loaded, or visit them at Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission, the numeral 1STMortgageInc.com. Or just give Brian a call at 251-289-1141 and get your financing. He brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Boom! I know that's a long one, but it's one of my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if your blood is not boiling right now and you're ready to jump out of your chair and sing God Bless America, you need to check your pulse. There's something wrong.
Amen, brother.
Okay? And I picked that one, even though it's more of a patriotic one about, and they're talking about terrorism and defending our country. But that's exactly where we're at. We are now facing domestic enemies. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we now have domestic enemies of the Constitution, of the Republic. They are authoritarians that have taken over our country. But he told you that soldier's pledge. That little guy that worked in a barbershop left it in 1917 and was killed in World War I somewhere in France on the battlefield. But he had that on his heart in the flyleaf of his diary that he was one. But he would do everything he could to make sure that we won. And that he would do everything he did, he would do as if the entire conflict depended on him.
Right.
Folks, that's where we're at. Every one of you listening right now needs to understand, as we go into the darkness right now, the only way we come out of the light is if every one of you realize that you must do everything you possibly can to resist the totalitarianism and to stand for liberty and restore this republic, because this entire struggle relies on every one of you and what you do. And I cannot stress that enough. And he ends it in the end. We may have lost the Constitution for a while. We may have lost the Republic. We may have lost the federal government. But we are Americans. And we are not just going to give up and roll over. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're after Trump. That's why they're trying to drive a stake through his heart. Because they know he can lead us back. And they know the Americans are not going to roll over. They are afraid of you. Afraid. That's why they're trying to destroy you. That's why they're trying to malign all of you as white supremacists so that you will never speak out again. So you'll be ashamed. These are brown shirt tactics. Don't let them do it. I'm telling you, don't let them do it. Somebody texted in War was declared on the working class yesterday in the form of calling it white supremacy. The majority that is silent will not be silent for long. Once the workers' voice and a leader emerges, then things will change. One only needs to look back as far as Germany in the 1920s and 30s to see what is possible when a vocal leader of the middle class steps forward to galvanize the people. Okay, that's not exactly a good example.
No.
I mean, that is an example of how the people can be motivated, but that guy turned it wrong. It's interesting because the texture's right. Hitler turned Germany around because they were downtrodden after World War One. I mean, I could go into reparations after World War One put on Germany was like $10 billion in 1920. Nobody could even fathom that kind of money. Their economy was in shambles. They were really downtrodden. So he did exploit that and bring them back up and give them. Of course, then he took it in the wrong direction. But his tactics are what we're seeing.
Well, and
that's what we saw January 6th, the burning of the Reichstag, 1933.
I would like to bring up, however, why this is so much more scary. Hitler was a person. This is a machine, and we all know Biden is a hologram. We know that.
Basically.
We've known that.
He might as well be.
And it's just this big machine. It's a movement that's bigger. And they didn't have smartphones. Can you imagine if the Brown Shirts had smartphones?
Yeah.
I mean, it should be terrifying to everyone right now. And I don't know if people are really terrified yet.
Yeah.
I feel like they still think, we survived Obama. This is different. It's so different.
It is absolutely different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good lead-in because that was my column this week. They want us to pretend.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Democrats want us to pretend Biden's president. The media wants us to pretend there was never any election fraud. The election wasn't stolen. Big tech wants us to pretend all the things the liberals say is truth or they will censor us. And here's the aggravating part. The Republicans want us to pretend that everything's okay. And we're at a disadvantage, but we'll fight our way back.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll win the House in 2022 with our better policies.
See,
it's like, really?
I'm not so sure of that.
Sure of that at all.
Because of the fact that the way the Republican establishment has handled themselves through this entire, not only since the election, but through the entire term of President Trump.
Yeah.
And then culminating that your true colors are now being displayed, it's like, are you, for the next 2 years, are you going to go along to get along with the Democrats and upset your base? Or are you going to stand firm on your principles, represent your constituents, and not have any, and be ineffective for 2 years?
Mm-hmm. And that's a dilemma for them.
Because, it is a dilemma for them. If
they go there to bring home the bacon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if there's no bacon being brought home and they're rolling over anyway.
What good are they?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point.
Does
anyone think that the Republicans can do anything in the next 2 years, maybe 4 years?
Yeah.
Can they do anything?
Yeah.
No. Are the Democrats going to give them a crumb? Let Trump have any sense that he might have had a victory.
Right.
Are they going to let Republicans have that? And does anyone think the Democrats are not going to go for all of it?
And Brennan even said today, he even said laser-like focus to root out anyone that's left.
Oh, no, if you're part of this is like Stalin coming in
is.
And going, all the Leninists, you guys are gone.
Yeah.
You got to be a Stalin guy. The Lenin guys are gone. I mean, we are going to totally annihilate. I'm looking for another word. I can't think of it. Trump people. If you're Trump,
no,
we are going to either take you out or drive you into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Trump. It's conservatives. It's conservative values. They want to make it where you
too. Like anyone corporate that has deep pockets, they want to scare the bejesus out of them so they don't make a move and let any other movement start.
Yep.
Right. So and look, and my message to the Republicans are until y'all address the elections. And as long as we think they're rigged, what's the point?
That's the problem.
And until you do that, I don't know what we can do about that. Okay, look, we got to get Miss Betty on the line. She's been holding for about 8 hours. Miss Betty, what do you got for us?
Hey, Pete, my husband said to let you know it's Lou and Betty.
Oh, hey, Miss Betty, how are you? I know who you are. Yeah, how are y'all doing?
We're doing good, but how do you deprogram somebody in their 70s?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I was going to put them out yesterday, but I thought the neighbors would probably shoot at my house or something.
Well, but, no, I left my Trump sign is still out in front of my house. I ain't taking it down.
Well, the people down the street all have the Trump. They got a picture of him and Trump and... Trump and what, I mean, everybody down the street's got the flags going, so we're in a good neighborhood, I think, but how do you deprogram somebody? I mean, seriously.
No, I think, no, and Mark and I can attest, because we're getting up there in years, too. We cannot be deprogrammed. I keep trying to tell my wife that. Yeah, I hope she's listening. It's not possible. You can turn it off and reboot, but it's still going to come up the same old cranky old man.
Yep.
I like the fact that Deborah told you, you should go to that march. It wasn't a march, but you should go on the 6th to the Capitol. I'm glad you went to Washington.
I'm glad I did, too, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm telling you, that's one of the things you can take some solace in. I know it all looks really crazy, but God absolutely moved in our lives, and I was only there because of God. Because my wife doesn't like me to go out and do a bunch of stuff. She says I'm gone too much, blah, blah, blah. And she was the one who turned and looked at me when I wasn't going and said, you need to go. Mm. And then the next day, a man that we did not know donated $4,000.
Whoa.
That was wonderful.
And without him, and less than 30, that was 18 hours later, a man donated. I had just heard that we were going. And donated he couldn't go, but he donated $4,000 because it's important for you to go. And I realized at that moment, I don't know what's going to happen, but God wanted me to be there and those people to be there.
Yes, and they're making it sound like it was something that it really wasn't.
No, that's...
It wasn't Trump people.
No, it wasn't. I was there, and yes, you're right. Miss Betty, thank you so much for calling in. Tell Lou we say hey. Tell him I'm not ignoring his emails. I'll talk to him at some point. But y'all take care. We'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And let me get back to the text line real quick. We've had some really good text from Andrew. We haven't lost. We've been delayed. This is no longer about Trump, by the way. We need to regroup with our IQ, not our emotions. I think he's talking to me. Calm down, come together, overcome. I agree. But look, I agree. Cooler heads need to prevail on how we proceed. But I do think some righteous indignation and passion to get the people motivated to know we are still in this and there is a way to go. And I'm sorry, it comes out. Those things, I never plan them. They just, boom, they come out. Okay? So, that's the way it is. And then somebody said, funny how the Democrats are now quoting the Constitution, the Bible, and praying that it is convenient for him. How hypocritical. Mm. Grant says, the government has dumbed down the schools. They have social studies now. They don't teach civics or American history or war history and why people died. We don't teach the right side and the wrong side so our children can learn how not to make those mistakes or defeat those who do. And then from Randa... Andrew again, and laser-like focus on policy change, not just people. Andrew again, it is possible to deprogram or reprogram someone in their 70s. It's called desensitization. It's what the liberals have done to our country over the last 30 years. It's slow, methodical, purposeful desensitization. And he's right. I'll give you the perfect thing, example of that is LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because 30, 40 years ago, in 1980, you would not see all of these programs with men kissing on TV. You would not see it. Now, you might see somebody allude that somebody's a little light in the loafers.
Right.
But you would never see an overt gay person on the TV. Now.
Every show. Every one of them.
Yeah, you can't have
every
show.
If there's not gay people in the show, you think there's something missing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the recipe.
Yeah.
The gay people have to be on the show.
It's so predictable.
You know, and now, you know, and like what? Hallmark had what now? Didn't Hallmark just have a movie? A gay movie?
I don't know if it's
Because, you know, they have all those syrupy chicks. I don't.
And they're so terrible.
Well, look, when you go to my mother-in-law's house over Christmas, you're going to see some Hallmark, okay? And I just saw the advertisement for one of those. So, but anyway, okay, real quick, before I lose my place on all these things, the impeachment is coming up. That's one thing I just want to get out there. How stupid that we're going to have a trial, impeachment and trial for somebody who's not in office anymore. And really, and McConnell's going along with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if Biden really meant unity, if he really meant unity, he would call Pelosi and Schumer and said, stop it.
Stop this.
Stop this now. We got to start coming together.
Yep. They have everything.
But the
everything.
Thing is, they are so afraid of Trump running in 2024 right. and winning in a landslide that they cannot
afraid.
Even,
yep.
you know.
No, they can't. No.
And that's why the threats are coming
sure.
on local levels, corporate
sure.
levels. They want to eliminate. They're still at the root of things. I still don't think they have a clear plan. I think there's, you know what I mean? I think there's fractions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are people power grabbing because, again, Biden's a hologram.
Right.
And so I don't think there is.
No, they're struggling.
Granted, they're going to go as fast as they can,
but
there's some
chaos. But do you think that they're not going to go all the way?
Oh, no. I think they're going to go as fast as they possibly can.
I mean,
pay attention, folks, to whatever Republicans bear along with this travesty. There were 10 in the House.
There are 10 in the House already, and they're going to go along to get
and
along.
And Cheney is on her way out because she will be they've already been she's been censured by the Republican Party of Wyoming.
And she's already drawn a primary opponent.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
nah, but we need to build that fight across the country, folks. Look, we're definitely down by a lot in this game, but we can come back. But we've got to address election integrity.
Absolutely.
And you know what? We're not going to do it in Washington. Washington is a fruitcake show from now until whenever Biden and Harris commie leaves or whatever.
But contact your state legislators.
Yes.
State senators.
And say, we got to protect our elections. In Georgia, you need to do it. In Pennsylvania, you need to do it. You need to restore election integrity.
And local.
Run
for something. We need to attend every
We need to get to our sheriffs.
To the public.
We need to get to our sheriffs because they're our constitutional officers, and we need to find out, will Alabama dare defend our rights? Because they're coming for our rights. Can we squeeze a call in? A
couple of them here,
Let's squeeze them in. Let's go. Who do we got?
Sherry.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say if anybody noted yesterday with the little side trip to Arlington.
No.
The motorcade and all after the inauguration and all that, and they took the side trip motorcade to Arlington.
Yeah, what'd they do?
And that took like 30 minutes to get over there.
Yeah, we didn't see that.
You know what that was all about?
No.
That was so Biden could get a nap.
30 minutes
you
so he can nap on the way.
Right.
Good point, Sherry.
Good
Thank
point.
You. We're gonna try to squeeze in one more caller. Who do we have?
Hey, Kevin in Mobile. God bless you,
Kevin.
Hey,
you got about 30 seconds.
I tell you what, hoping and praying for a military tribunal right there. I tell you what, there's still hope, brother. There's still hope. Got to go and get these Republicans shored up here. We got to believe in our country and our nation right here. We got to get back to square, man. Hoorah!
Hoorah! We're going to get back in there. We're not giving up. Look, the odds are against us, but folks, we've got to regroup. We got to reconnect. I didn't get into this, but I'm telling you, if you're on Facebook and Twitter, you're in the cyber concentration camp, and you don't even know it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You need to get off Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully, Parler will come back up. Go to MeWe. Go anywhere. Get off Facebook and Twitter. I know it seems benign.
Telegram is pretty good.
Telegram, you got to teach me because I have no idea.
Telegram.
Oh, and before we leave, 1776 Commission Project
was canceled,
but it's awesome. And again, it's kind of that was one of the first things Biden kicked out.
Right.
Go look it up.
Go look it up.
Hillsdale
That's
College
what we need
has
to teach.
It. It's excellent.
It's
yes.
excellent. Folks, we are down, but we are not out. We're coming back. Tune in every week here on Common Sense Radio, 8 p.m. Listen to the podcast. Get everybody listening to it because, folks, we may be the only voice in the wilderness going into the darkness. Honey, it's time to come home.